An anonymous open letter to all the world's teenagers. I will introduce you to a clock that you can use as a measuring stick. I will show you that universal income and real education solve the problems you will soon face. And I will ask you to stage a protest and build a real school where people can learn for real. When the world, that is to say, the students of your schools are ready, the money for basic income will come from the improved future of the world that does not suffer an irreparable collapse. Money is an imaginary concept. Your generation will eliminate poverty by extending the concept of money to consider the future that humanity is headed towards. Let us begin. The backbone of your clock is the health of the Amazon rainforest, just because it is an ongoing issue that recently got worse. Insects and bats are your most powerful indicator, and tigers, rhinos, and orangutans represent all the rest that you need to measure. The Amazon rainforest is important because it is being burned by the poor for money. They are helping themselves at the cost of the future generations. You will find that this by the poor for the money is playing a major negative role everywhere. It is also empowering large corporations and even child labor and slavery. Money is fine for playing relatively pointless games at Wall Street. But if you apply the idea of money to all humanity, it will be its silent and imperceptible undoing. Amazon is just the first of about a dozen of no return points, so there's plenty of opportunity to get things right. Do not let these ideas make you sad. I am merely asking you and all the other readers to become great beings. There's a very small chance that people will not know what to do, or that the changes will be so slow that no single generation will notice the disaster unfold. But more pressing than talk of distant disasters is a conversation about avoiding needless suffering, which doubles as a way to prevent said disasters. We have already shown that humanity is blind to mass incarceration, hunger and famine, poverty and homelessness, indoctrination and war, slavery and nations that violate human rights. In their uneducation and fantasy lifestyles, politicians are speaking of earthen vessels, and they actually attack and try to break the spirits of those who do care about injustice. This problem is actually rooted in fake education and our ability to blindly make sense of crazy at the cost of distancing ourselves from reality and the chance to guide the world forward. Those who did figure out what the real problem is, heartbreakingly and for a significant period of time, have also maxed out their mental capacity to continue moving forward at the same magnificent pace. As no single person can correct the problem, it will take a generation. Let us not speak in broad, abstract terms here. We need to isolate an enormous problem and fix it. And then, by subtle analogy, apply a slight variation to fix everything else. The Amazon rainforest is your first challenge. How do you get the farmers to stop burning it? And here, let me pause and give you a couple of warnings first. As crazy people who think watching the world burn is something that just happens are going to try to convince you that ending the destruction will also destroy the world. The only thing that it will destroy are the businesses that position themselves to make money off of human misery. Do not worry. You are just going to put the company that is destined to sell fresh canned air to your grandkids out of business. And as a separate consequence, also prevent that future from ever happening. This is not a problem. This is how reality works. By solving the Amazon problem, you will empty many businesses of workers. These businesses were built on wage slavery. They took a bet against the advancement of humanity and for its stagnation as it destroys itself. And that was a pretty stupid bet. Another counter-argument you will hear is people not doing anything but drugs and pleasure-seeking as a result of the changes that your generation finally institutes. Drug addicts exist because they are escaping pain. They are human beings. They can't quit drugs, as drugs support that escape. But the solution to the Amazon rainforest problem also solves the suffering of almost all people pushed into addiction. They will be able to move and move on. They will be able to try to start a new life in a place they never knew existed, among people they didn't realize could love them. Addiction is also the problem of misperceiving the true size of the world. Their minds will expand, and so will the world, and they will find new light. More than that, you also solve most crime. There will be no robberies in the world. You will actually collapse the prison industry. Again, the investors here made a stupid bet, and they should stupidly lose everything. That's how you play the market game. Those are the rules. Of course, it is safe to say that people who stand against basic income and real education are totally out of their fucking minds, and you can just ignore what they have to say. In fact, there's a name for making stupid arguments like that. What they are doing should be called verbal diarrhea. And a similar condition, though much more toxic, is at the root of mass incarceration in the United States. Now, without further ado, let me help you to see the beginning. Better sit down for this one, as this is basically the opposite of what you have been told to do. I also won't make this an abrupt process that will stress you out, but a slow one, that will give you plenty of time to conjure up the strength you need. Stop memorizing. Stop cramming before tests. But for every class you fail, you will need to learn a new talent. Stuff like 3D modeling and printing, making electronic circuits, programming, and programming single-board computers and their pin boards to taste robotics, or even make automated camera turrets. Learning digital painting in Krita, or graffiti art with wall projectors, even crossing great trails and survival training. This is called a real education, learning things that move you, that call to you. Year after year, as you learn more and more, you begin learning faster and faster, and somehow understand more and more of the world that we live in. You transmute real knowledge into wisdom. This strange transmutation only works with functional knowledge. To use a car analogy, a toy car can't get you across town. So, the next time you are handed a test or a pop quiz, slowly begin imagining what will happen when you hand it in blank. Just relax. It does not have to be your first or third or even fifth test. Just imagine rising. And when you are ready, you hand it in blank. Maybe use your power and growing wisdom to legibly scribble to your teacher some words of wisdom, like, I am not my GPA. Try not to make enemies. A lot of the fake teachers would end up teaching for real if they had strong universal income protecting them from destruction, basically. And of course, you need to team up with others. Keep an eye on the back row, but set the so-called smart kids free first. They are a lot more brittle than they make it look. Once you are all suspended or put on some mad and scary academic suspension, organize and stay in the news. Give talks, stage walks, hand out notes, get a microphone to tell everyone what they are already thinking, what they have been ready to hear forever and a half. The schools have been making a fool out of you. They are taking advantage of your lack of experience in a way that you can't prove. The textbooks are a scam. And you don't just need debt forgiveness. You need a fucking refund. You are staging a global protest against fake education. Fake education is a problem that even the brightest of us have not quite noticed yet. As with all movements, you will need a common objective that you can all converge on. And that is, of course, real education in real schools. Another warning here. The fortunes of many institutions that have bet on the end of humanity are at stake here. Parasitic corporations and individuals especially will attack you with a might you will not see coming until it is too late. They will manipulate you with ideas that you will not be able to recognize in time as false. Please, do not elect a leader, as they will easily derail your movement. Rule by the force of a massively multiplayer round table, where only the voice of the brilliant many can speak. Speed die slowly. You must understand and employ the collaborative process behind Wikipedia and begin building a system similar to a game. One of the first fun uses for it is having politicians that are in charge of your future play. By playing the game for a little bit, they actually get a basic education. And even a little bit of real education will make them better at what they are supposed to be doing. By playing the game, they get a glimpse of the future and the consequences of their inactions and small-minded thinking. They get to witness the impact of their flawed decision-making on your existence and the well-being of your grandchildren. Make sure that there are multiple open-source school systems in competition with one another, and of course, that the winning one will get translations into all languages and that all people can get access to your school eventually. The second fun use is witnessing how young people are much more perceptive and better at learning than we all assumed. Perhaps you can do something to help politicians to get ready to have their fat asses handed to them by foul-mouthed 12-year-old girls with a superior education. IDK. I wish I had some proof for you, but improved education is the only road to global universal income. It is a ladder that the world climbs and gets higher powers from. Darkly speaking, either way, eventually people would see that there is no future when they desperately sell out their future generations just to live their own life. In order for the world to begin healing, poverty must end. For poverty to end, You have to build real schools so that the resulting politicians can see and make the necessary repairs. Hey, cheer up. You are not alone. The moment you hand in your first blank test, all the great beings in the world today, and even those who have already passed, stand by your side in kinship, friendship, appreciation of your courage, and in the shared vision of a better future that is worthy of us all. Cramming for tests and pretending to learn while everyone fills their pockets with your debt and savings was never the way forward. That is the truth. And you are not giving anything up by making your own more authentic way through arts and sciences. Come on. You would have neither found wisdom nor greatness in the inauthentic path. There was no authentic prestige here. No real graduations or diplomas can be had from fake schools. The futures that are worthy of you are the ones that are most authentic. Eventually, there will be businesses and prestigious institutions that will recognize self-education as something that they actually need. But that future has not yet arrived. Plus, this very idea needs you. We do our best thinking on the very limits of our mental capacities, and this is the limit of mine. So take this idea and write, and imagine, and build, and expand, and continue until you reach your limits, though with a much finer version than the scraps that you have found here. Like the better future, your unimaginable greatness is well within your reach.